This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome. Hilchos Purim Part 2. Last week we discussed the halachas of Tanis Esther and the Megillah, and tonight, Emes Hashem, we will discuss the halachas of Shlachmonos and the Suda, and also Matonis Le'avyonin. Those who missed last week, it's online, Torah Anytime. And those who want the handouts from last week, just email me, j.golka@gmail.com, and Blinei Dai will send you the sheets. Just two very quick points regarding last week's shiur. One point that we said last week regarding Hilchos Tanis Esther, which is, you know, this time next week, we said that if the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is not feeling well, he can break the Tanis. Now, the Kitzur says that you should, however, make it up another time. And, you know, we noted that that doesn't seem to be the contemporary practice, but I don't find other people in, you know, post-game speaking about that or saying that you've got to make it up. So I asked around, no one seemed to know. So I emailed last night the Gateshead Rav, very late at night, 11:45 last night, and I just said to him, listen, the Kitzur says that if you're not feeling well, you can break your fast, but you've got to make it up. But the contemporary poskim don't seem to mention that. I haven't seen it mentioned. And he emailed back, literally a few minutes later, saying, go to bed. He didn't. He said, he's saying that you don't have to be mashlim. So if a person is not feeling well, you can break the tarnis, and you do not have to be mashlim to make it up another time. So that's point number one. Point number two, I think we discussed after the shir, but it was not on camera, and it's just useful to have on camera because I don't think it's so well known. What is the story about taking a shower or a bath on Tanis Esther? So the story is like this. On other Tanesim, of course, not Yom Kippur and not Tisha B'Av, where there are, you know, to bathe is of course not allowed. But on the other Tanesim, so in Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, there is no Issa to have a bath or a shower. But it says Bal Nefesh Yachmir. A person should try and avoid it. But that is not true for Tanis Esther. If a person wants to shower on Tanis Esther afternoon, L'chavad Purim, then the Piskei Tshuvas brings that that's absolutely fine. Okay, so those are just two quick points. Now let's turn to tonight's handout. Again, if you're listening online, j.golker@gmail.com. Mishloach Monos, says the Kitz in Simon Kuf Mem Beis. Chayev kol adam mishloach l'chal apachos l'adam echad shtei matonis. A person has got to send at least two items to one person. Dichsiv, as it says, or mishloach monos, in the plural, items, food items, ish l'riehu, man to his friend, and therefore you've got to send two items to one person. Mashma shtei matonis l'echad. V'chal amar b'lishloach, and anybody who increases shlachmonos l'reim harizem b'shubach, of course the basic halacha is you send one shlachmonos of two food items to one person. But if you want to go over and above that, then that is praiseworthy. Umikol mokum mutuv laharbus b'matonos l'avyoinim laharbus b'sudasay umishlachmonos. It's better to spend more money on matonos l'avyoinim and on a focus on aniyim and tzedakah than spending a lot of money on a suda or on shlachmonos. Ki ein simcha gedolim fu'eres lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu el lesameach lev aniyim. A true simcha is to gladden the heart of aniyim, for yesoimim and orphans, v'almonos and widows. V'mesameach lev amlolim, someone who rejoices or gladdens the heart of the downtrodden, doim el shechina, is acting in a godlike manner, shenema lahacha yisruach shfolim ulahacha yislev nitkoim. Okay. Next halacha, halacha base. Leinikru monos el advarim sheruim leochol. What have you actually got to send? So you've got to send food items which are ready to go, ready to eat. Kamo shehin b'li tikkun, without any preparation. Kogoy bos of a dogim of a sholim. So it's cooked meat or cooked fish, v'lo chayim, but not raw items. Not raw fish or raw meat. Oymine masika, or sweet things, like peiris or kaisyayin, or made dvash or chiyay tzibay. The myth of sending something with two different brachas is exactly that. It's a myth. To send, for example, a bottle of Coke and a box of chocolates, which are both a shahakal, is absolutely fine. Don't know where it comes from, but it's just not true. It's out there, but it's not true. Okay, Siv Gimel. Kol Adam. Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael. Even a poor person, Hamakabal Stoker, who himself receives Stoker, he has got to give matonas levyonim, which is two presents to two poor people. One present to each of them. Dichsev matonis le'avyoinim mashma. Shtei matonis is matonis le'avyoinim to poor people. Mashma. Shtei matonis le'shnei avyoinim. Ve'in medaktakin b'moyes purim. One shouldn't be too careful. One should give freely and very generously. Elakol ha'poshet yad litol noistim lo. Whoever stretches out their hand to ask for money, one should give very generously. The Chassidish Svarim, their take on it is, on this line of Kol HaPoshet Yad Litol Noistim Lo, is for Tefillah as well. That when a person davens, Tefillah on Purim is a very powerful day and it's very, very potent. And therefore, we should really try and put a lot of emphasis on it. There is an Indian to go to Nates. There is a daven either way with Kavona and properly. And they say, Kol HaPoshet Yad, anybody who sort of stretch out sort of in supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noistim Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just give. And therefore, it's you know, it's of course referring to that, but it's also referring to our tefillah. Umishehu b'makom she'ein sham aniyim. If there's a place where there are no aniyim, ya'akev is amos that's largely zam no aniyim or yishalchem lohem, which unfortunately is not a something which we find here in Golders Green. I doubt there are many killers in the world which have that problem. But there you go. Gam hanoshim chayovus b'mishleach monos matonis lavyonim. These halachas apply to women as well. There are four mitzvahs on Purim, the four mems, as we learned in primary school. Mishleach Monas, Matonas Levyonim, the Mishteh, which is the Suda, and Megillah. And women are as mechuyev as men, and therefore they've also got to send Shlach Monas, Matonas Levyonim. However, Mishleach Monas, Tishlach Isha Le Isha Ve Ish Le Ish. A man should send to a man, a woman should send to a woman. A married couple, if that is fine. If a single lady wants to send to a man, she can send to the family. So if you want to give it to Mr. Cohen, you can give it to family Cohen, and that would be Beseda. But what's not allowed is a single man to an individual lady, or vice versa. That's not considered Tzanua. And the Ramah speaks about other concerns, halachic concerns about Sofek Kiddushin, and etc. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that in further. But that's the basic halacha. But that's only true for Shlach Monas, but not for Matonis Levyonim. Now, Ktsas Noshim Soimchas Al Baleim Shem Shalchim Begam Bishvilon. Some women rely on their husbands that they would send on their behalf. Ve'in Anochem, and says the kids, it's not right. Eliyesh Lahachmeh, one should try and be Machmeh, for a woman to send her own. But the way one generally does it is if you're sending a Shlach Monas from, let's say, a couple or from a family, you generally send more than the basic requirement. So if on the Shlach Monas that you've prepared, there are more than two items ready to go. And therefore, if you've listed your name, you know, from family Cohen or Mr. and Mrs. Cohen, then it's that would certainly count even to fulfill her obligation. And that would fulfill the letter. Yeah.
So if you send two, you don't have to send it one from your husband, one from your wife.
If
you send two, and you sign
both from each other. Yeah. You do family bloom. Yeah. Yeah. And then that is absolutely fine. Yeah. Okay, now let's press on. Sudas Purim. Chayovin Lechol Velishtois, this is Sif Hei. Chayovin Lechol Velishtois Velismeach Purim. We are Mechuyiv to be happy to drink and to be happy on Purim. Gambelel Abu Oso. Even on the night of the 14th, so that's this time next week. So next Wednesday night, after Tanis Esther, after we've heard the Megillah, on the night of the 14th of Adar, Yismach v'yarbek tzas b'suda, you should be sameach. There are a lot of parties going on, and in school for sure we have the boys' one and the girls' one, and we try and fix a Purim, the base medrash party and the girls' school one as well. V'yarbek tzas b'suda, and one should have a little bit more to eat. Which did not this year. If it falls on a Motzei Shabbos, even though you've got to have the third meal, Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos afternoon, you might ketzas b'achilosei, but yoyim litin mokum l'sudas l'apurim. You should just leave a bit of space over that you can eat on Motzei Shabbos when it falls on a Sunday, so that you can have something to eat on the night. That's ad kadei kach. Umikol mokum b'sudas she'asin b'layla. However, the meal that you have at night, that's Motzei Tanis next Wednesday night. You can't say, well, there you go, I've had my Suda Purim now. Because it's got to be at daytime. It says in the Megillah, Yemei Mishteh, and that's the source to teach us you've got to have your Purim Suda at daytime. Next halacha, their minhag is you light candles at the Purim Suda, at the Suda. When you do the meal at daytime, and the simcha spills over into the night of the 15th. So next week, please God, next Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening in the night. And so too, matonis levyonim and shlachmonis should be at the daytime. So sometimes you do get these people, you get out of, you know, you open up your door on Shampurim morning to go. And even I've done it, Baruch Hashem, I try and go to Netz, and you try and go early in the morning. And you know, and then you can have a pile of shlachmonos ready. There's people haven't gone to bed, and they can, you know, beat the traffic, and they've done the 3 a.m. Shlachmonos delivery shift. Just be careful that you do your halachic one, at least one minimal, after Netz Hachama, because the after daybreak, because that is the mitzvah of the day, and matonos levyonim as well. And therefore, the minhag is that we should start before Shkia, the Suda, but we push it off a little bit just because the practicalities of the day, as the Kitzur says, we're busy with the Shachmoras, Matanos Levyonim during the course of the day, and therefore we do start a little bit later, but we should try and eat at least, start before Shkia if possible. We daven mincha when it's still day. Now the kitzur says the majority of the suda should be at daytime. Now given the nacht is around 7 o'clock and shki is around 6 o'clock, so that means roiv suda of the daytime. I don't think that's what most people achieve. There's just such a busy day. But we understand why that is. But so long as you wash before Shkia, that should try. That's also not always achievable, but one should try and certainly try and aim for that. Shechol be'erev Shabbos, when Purim falls on a Friday, which it does this year in Yerushalayim, we've had that before here in Chuzlaritz, and we make the Suda, the Purim Suda, in the morning. It's actually very pleasant, it's lovely, and you have a Purim Suda in the morning when it falls on a Friday. Let's press on. But we'll see. The only requirement of the menu is regarding the liquid, and that should be wine. Whether it has to be meat, there's no chiyuv to have meat in the suda. If a person prefers to have a milchik suda, that would be okay. And therefore, certainly on a Friday, is that what you're referring to? On a Friday, where people would prefer. Right. But if a person would do it on a Friday, then to have a milchik one would certainly be halachically acceptable. One should try and begin the suda. Either you learn beforehand. Learning on Purim is a very special thing to do. But either way, to start the suda at the beginning with some Divrei Torah is appropriate. The smach ledavon, an allusion to this is laihudim hoisa oira and the darshin and oira zutaira. So as a, sort of at the outset of the suda, we sort of embark with Taira. That a person should eat some seeds. The Ben Ish Chai put a note there at the bottom, beans and peas and things like that. But certain types of seeds, why? As a commemoration of the seeds and pulses that Doniel and his friends ate in Bovel. It's a zecher as well for the zeirin which Esther Hamalka ate. They obviously ate them because the Gemara in Megillah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says that Esther had a special diet of seeds to avoid eating non-kosher food. And with Doniel, again I've said in the footnote, because they avoid eating foods of their contemporary, those who were in Bovel at the time, in the palace where they were in, and they were over the Avodah Zarah. And miraculously, they not only survived, as I've written here, but they thrived on that diet. And the connection to Purim, as I've written here, is we commemorate this together with the celebration of Purim, which occurred in the kingdom of Ahasuerus, which was the successor of Bovel, where Daniel was, that was his time and locale. Okay. Halacha Vav. Now this, we'll do quickly, we'll spend a few more minutes on this. We obviously went into much more detail last week in the second part about drinking on Purim, but this is what the Kitzur says about this. Kivin shekol ha-neis hoya alidei hayayin. Since the miracle of Purim took place because of the wine, Vashti nitrida b'mishta hayayin, she was she was punished, and the whole issue, the whole story with Vashti happened because they got drunk with the mishta hayayin. Ubo Esther b'mkayma, and then Esther replaced Vashti. V'chein inyan Haman ha-mapalosu hoya alidei hayayin, and so too Haman and his downfall took place over a mishta of wine. Lachein chivu rabbeinu achazal instituted, they obligated us, zichron livracha, lishtaker b'yayin, to drink and to get intoxicated on wine. V'omru, and they said, chai v'nish lebesumi b'puri adaleo, the ben oraham l'baruch mordechai, which we discussed in detail last week. V'lefachas yishtay yoysim mehergeloi. Now, a person should at least drink a little bit more than your normal. Kedei lizger es hanes hagodl. V'yishan, this is based on the Ramah that we did last week. U'mitoich sheyoshen en yodea ben Orham l'baruch Mordechai. And then you fulfill that dictum of Chazal, not knowing between Orham and Baruch Mordechai. V'ulam, mishu cholash b'tivoy, someone who is weak, which again we discussed last week. V'chein mishu yodea ba'azmeh sheladei kein nizalzel chas v'shalom be'ezem mitzvah. A person, if he gets a little bit drunk, or very drunk, and therefore he'll be mezalzel in mitzvahs, then bebracha, betfila, we saw the sources last week, that he might even miss anatilis adayim and hamotzi, which we thought was pretty impressive, that even before the Suda has started, that he's not in a state of mind that he's going to mess up on those mitzvahs as well, and bechsamozen, of course, and tefillah, then he'll behave in a light-headed, inappropriate way. Mutav sheloi lishtake. Better you don't drink. V'chol ma'isav yilushem shemayim. And whatever we do should be l'shem shemayim, and not drink just to just lose oneself and to behave in a foolish way. Okay, one more halacha. Ha'ovel afilu teich shiva chayv matonis levyonim. Person, Rachman Islan, is an ovel. Even during his shiva, he's also mechuyev in matonis levyonim. V'gam nishleach monos l'reyehu. Mikol mokum. Lo yishlach dovah shel simcha. But you shouldn't send a dovah shel simcha. And therefore, an ovel has got to send. There are differences of opinions, but some say that he can just send normally, but it's not something elaborate. And some say he should just send one item and just to fulfill the basic obligation of shlach monos. And matonis levyonim, he should send normally. Regarding sending to an ovel, the kitzah says, avel ha'ovel ein shalchim monos koshnim asuchodesh. But you shouldn't send shlach monos to a person who is in avelus. But what the poskim do say is that you can send to the family, and that is sort of a general shlachmonos, and that would be in order. Okay. Next halacha ches ein lasus melacha bepurim. A person shouldn't work on Purim. It's not allowed. You're allowed to work. There's no issa melacha, but ein lasus melacha. It's not appropriate to work on Purim. Umisha oisa by melacha ein aray by moisa melacha simin bracha la'ilam. And if a person does work on Purim, he won't find any bracha from that work. Kids have asked me in school. They're waking up to the realization that exams are not too far away. So they said, well, can I work? Am I allowed to study on Purim? So I told them, look, why don't you structure your life? That you can work outside of Purim, and when Purim is Purim, you enjoy Purim, and try and work in the build-up to it, put in extra hours before and afterwards, and try and avoid it. And I told them, "Ainu rosh simen bracha." So you can sit there and study for a long time, but that exam question is not going to come up anyway. So ainu rosh simen bracha. The if you look in the footnote, Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim, who says that work on Purim night, that means through the night until Netzach Hamor, is actually okay. Others argue, but he does bring that Prima Gadim to say it's daytime, which is more of the problem. Work to prevent a loss, you've got a leaking pipe or something like that, or if you need wages to buy food, then that would be allowed. That's the Shatzian, as I brought in the footnotes. Okay, let's leave the Halacha part one there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.